The sermon notes are being passed out now, so you will have it in front of you.
We
thank the Lord for the last 2 days, and we have 2 more days. And we hope that we will cover all the material and the things that we wish to learn together. In view of the time, some of the material may have to skip. I'm sure that as we seek to learn ourselves, the Lord will lead us into greater depth.
所以各位，如果你拿到这个讲义之后呢？ 希望你先不要看讲义，定好，我们现在就要开始把圣经翻开来。我们现在所放的圣经是在以赛亚书第49章，我们昨天已经开始了，那么今天呢，我们再继续的重新再来看以赛亚书49章。等各位把圣经翻开之后呢，那么然后我们来读。
you are receiving the notes now, and I hope that you will set aside the notes for the moment and open Isaiah 49. And we shall study together this morning.
我相信我们这里有很多的教牧同工，也是很多热心的弟兄姊妹。我倒是有一个建议，因为我自己在教会里面的服事的一点点感受。
We have many co-laborers in the Lord, servants of the Lord in our midst, and I myself have been have had some experience of serving, so I'd like to suggest a few things.
我发现有的时候，我们讲到的时候呢，把请大家看圣经啊，大家就把圣经翻开，读完了之后马上合起来，把圣经放回去。结果呢，就是圣经里面所讲的话都不记得，也不熟悉。
We have such a habit sometimes after reading the Bible, and then we just close up, and then we don't really study the word.
所以呢，我想定好我们能够，不是我们这里当然没有问题，我们每一位都很有经验侍奉。 我很盼望我们能够在教会里面提倡，希望大家听到的时候呢，能够把圣经展开着，一边看一边听。那么我相信我们会有多的领受。
I'm confident that it is not a problem here because we are all experienced people and we don't do such thing. But I wish that you would go home and initiate in your church that to educate the people to open their Bible as you preach so that they would be familiarized with the Word of God instead of closing it up.
现在我们就把圣经展开着，我们低头一声祷告。Shall
we open the Bible and we bow our head together in prayer? Okay, shall we bow our head together? Our Father, during Sundays and our devotional times, we live in one world. When we go outside to the world, we rub shoulders with the world. And there are different systems of values. If we don't hold our fork, and we would be often be influenced by the standards and by the trends of the world. This is so often in the case as we who are servants of God. So oftentimes, we are being influenced by the standard and the concepts of leadership in the world. Father, today, as we study together in your word concerning the role of servant leader, Father, we pray that you would guide us into your truth, and open our eyes that we may see, and take away our prejudice and preconceived ideas, that we may enter into your presence and your word, and that we may be teachable, our Father, so that we may be the kind of men and women that you want us to be. Lord, so that we may be the true vessels of yours, and in this critical time, for this critical age, and for the unreached millions of our kinsmen, Father, for your name's sake, we pray that you would speak to us. For your name's sake, we pray that your Holy Spirit will prevail. Even though we may be stubborn, even though that we may be strong characters, somehow, Lord, we pray that you would break us and mold us according to your will, so that we may be the kind of men and women and servant you want us to be, for your glory and for the sake of the gospel and for the furtherance of your kingdom. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们的父神，他把所有的心意都放在他的仆人身上。
Our Father God has revealed his mind through the word of God to us.
他的仆人就是以色列民族。
His servant is the people of Israel.
因为神拣选以色列人，为的就是要侍奉他。
He has chosen the people of Israel for the sole purpose to serve him.
但是我们也更知道，神的仆人就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And we must also know, more importantly, that the real servant is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因为不但是在圣经里面这样记载，而且我们也知道主耶稣他实在是以仆人的样式在这个世界上向我们显现。
Not only does the Bible teach us that he will be the servant, he is the servant, but he also exemplified in his earthly life that he is a servant.
他曾经这样说，他说他来不是要受人的服侍，不是来是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
He also said that the Son of Man has come not to be ministered to, but not to be ministered, but to minister and to pay his life for ransom of all.
我们也知道，除神的仆人就是你我，我们这一群都是他的仆人。
We also understand that as servants, you and I are also servants.
仆人要做什么呢？
What does the servant do?
替主人的吩咐。
Obey the command of the master.
仆人做什么呢？
What does the servant do?
最要紧的就是成为福音的传人，福音的传递者。
It is the most important task to be a message carrier.
所以这就是我们在这几天所特别着重的，让我们真正能够从以赛亚书44章到55章里面能够明白80年代的福音使命。
Now, this is the emphasis of the last few days. That is, that from Isaiah 40 to 55, to concentrate on the role of the servant in this great commission of the 80s.
我们现在看第二首的仆人之诗是在49章，第三首的仆人之诗是在50章。
And we are going to study this morning the second hymn of a servant, and then the third hymn of the servant, that's for chapter 49,And the third hymn of the servant, chapter 50.
我们知道四十九章、五十章，或者说第一首、第二首的仆人之诗，都是用我，他直接仆人他自己把他的经历说出来。
The first and the second, the second and third hymn of the servant do always start with the I, meaning the servant.
所以在这里我们就看到，他就说到我们是他的仆人。
And so down here it says, we are his servants.
因为是他拣选了我。
Because he has chosen us.
甚至于除了母胎，他已经提我的名，他直接的向我施恩，向我把他的心意表露。
And from my birth, he has mentioned my name, and he has shown me his grace, and he has shown me my path.
他注重他自己的名字，他也注重我们的名字。
He is concerned his, for his own name's sake, but also concerned our name as well.
因为他个别的、单独的、直接的，而且独特的向我们每一个人施恩，因为他都知道我们个人。
Because he has specifically revealed himself to us and speak to us individually and specifically about the calling.
我们是他的器皿。
We are his vessels.
我们是他的工具。
We are his tools, instruments.
我们是他的武器。
We are his weapons.
他就要叫我们成为福音的主力。
He wants us to be the dominant force of his gospel.
他叫我们的口好像刀一样的，刺下去就可以把它刺入。
And he wants our mouths to be like a sword penetrating into the hearts of the people.
他要叫我们成为箭，能够把敌人完全打退。
And he wants us to be like arrows to conquer our enemies.
但是这个刀跟箭是放在箭袋里面。
But when the knife and the when the sword and the arrows being put in the quivers,
因为神愿意预备我们，他也保护我们。
Because the Lord wants to prepare us and he wants to protect us. For this reason, he put us in the quiver.
他要把我们藏在他的里面。
He wants to hide us in himself.
他愿意把他自己放在我们里面。
And he also put himself in dwell in us.
无怪乎我们的新约里面就能够读到主耶稣，让我们知道他在我们里面，我们也在他的里面。
And in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus said, he indwell in us and we indwell in him.
我们知道 在第一首的仆人之诗，甚至于在这个四十章里面，已经很清楚的说明，因为神的灵在他的仆人的身上。
And in the first hymn of the servant, chapter 40, 42 explains very clearly that the Holy Spirit is indwelled in the servants of God.
是的，除非有神的灵，有福音的灵，我们不可能，也不会传福音。
Indeed, without the Spirit of God, we cannot preach, we cannot proclaim, and we cannot be the servant of God.
我们是什么人呢？
Who are we?
我们不过是仆人。
We are only servants.
我们是什么呢？
What are we?
我们不过是瓦器。
We are only earthen vessels.
瓦器没有什么好看。
The earthen vessel is not a nice to look at.
而且也没有什么价值。
It's not very valuable.
但是因为在瓦器里面有宝贝。
But within this earthen vessel, there are precious things.
我很喜欢这个 New English Bible 的翻译。
And I like the translation of the New English Bible.
因为他在这里说，他所说的意思就是说，我们的瓦器有宝贝在我们里面。
Because that within this earthen vessel, there are many precious, valuable things within.
叫我们的瓦器有价值。
To make the earthen vessels valuable.
这是一个 paradox, 看起来好像很矛盾的。
It is a paradox. It seems to be contradictory.
按说贵重的东西应该放在贵重的器皿里面。
Because valuable and precious things ought to be put in vessels of value.
但是神最贵重的灵放在我们最卑贱的器皿里面。
But the most precious things of God, the Holy Spirit, put in these unworthy vessels such as ours.
我们不要因为宝贝放在瓦器里面就叫宝贝变质，很多的时候我们就把宝贝变了质了，因为我们不过是瓦器。
We ought never to do this because the precious things that are in the earthen vessel, the unworthy things, and we make the precious things useless and valueless.
相反的，因为瓦器有宝贝，叫我们的瓦器身价百倍。
And on the contrary, because these precious things are put in these unworthy vessels, and we ought to be that much more and far exceeding its value as precious things within us.
是的，我们是神的仆人，我们是福音的传人。
Yes, we are God's servant. We are God's messengers.
神的灵在我们里面。
God's spirit is in us.
福音在我们里面。
The gospel is in us.
我们要把这个福音带出来。
We have to carry out the gospel.
我们不能够让福音的价值因为我们的缘故贬值。
We should never let hinder the value of the gospel within us.
相反的，因为我们是福音的传人，你看我们有多么珍贵、伟大的身份。
And on the contrary, we ought to be proud of ourselves and we ought to make ourselves valuable because this precious gospel is within us.
所以保罗他在哥林多后书这张话里面所讲的，他说我们这个瓦器有宝贝在我们里面，要显明这莫大的能力。
And that's for this reason the Apostle Paul said, because this gospel is in this earthen vessel and we to reveal the unsurpassing power of God.
不是出于我们，是出于神。
It is not from us, but it is coming from God.
莫大的能力。
And unsurpassing power, incomparable power of God.
我几乎是要把这能力把它翻成潜力，因为昨天晚上王牧师就特别提到我们今天北美华人这个潜力，属灵的潜力在哪里。
Now Reverend Wong talk about that hidden power potential within us, and I'd like to equate that hidden power or potential to that unsurpassing power of God.
我们知道这个能力的字样，无论是在使徒行传第一章第八节，无论是在罗马书第一章里面，无论是在哥林多书里面，无论是保罗的著作或者是路加的著作，都是用一个字，这个字就 dunamis, 就是一种火药的意思。
Now, the word power, whether it be used by Paul, whether it be used by Luke, in different writings, it is the same word. The power is dunamis, that is a power or dynamite.
好不好，我再说得清楚一点，各位不是记得吗？耶稣基督他这样说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。虽然这是路加所写的，这个能力是这个字。
Now, Luke recorded the word of Jesus in Acts 1, when the Holy Spirit is come upon us, we shall receive power.
我们记得保罗他不是这样说过吗？他说，这福音本是神的大能，这个能力。
And the Apostle Paul said in Romans, this gospel is the power of God.
各位，我们不是记得在哥林多前书第一章里面说，十字架的道理在灭亡的人为愚拙，但在我们得救的人却是神的大能能力。
And in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul said that the gospel to the perishable is foolishness, but unto us, those who are saved, it is the power of God.
这是能力，就是潜力，就是火药的意思。
This is power, this is the potential, and this is dynamite.
但是如果火药不爆炸，它的能力在哪里？
But if the dynamite does not explode, now where is the power manifested?
如果那个火药已经受了潮了，那你说这怎么能够发展？
Now if the dynamite is dampened, wherein is that power?
今天我们北美的教会有潜力，但这个潜力已经受了潮了。
But in North America, we have great potentials, but that power has been dampened.The potential is dampened. And therefore, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
让它能够发展出来，能够施展出来，能够发挥出来。
And release that power and release that the glory of God.
要显出这莫大的能力。
To manifest that unsurpassing power of God.
我们记得保罗他在以弗所书里面说，神的能力在信的人身上是何等的浩大。所记得的呢，就是这个字浩大跟莫大是一样的意思。
Now in Ephesians, the apostle So Paul said, for the power, the salvation of God in the believers is, has incomparable knowledge. That incomparable means unsurpassing in the same word.
这是在第一章里面。
That's chapter one.
在第三章里面又说到基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，是超过我们。说那个测度的那个超过这个意思也是这个意思。
Now, in chapter 3, when he talks about the love of God, the depth, the height, and the breadth of God is so great, it is surpassing our understanding, the same word.
我们记得在哥林多前书第十二章讲到恩赐的时候，保罗他说，我要把最妙的道告诉你，那指示你，这个最妙也是这个字眼。
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, talking about spiritual gift, and that is the most beautiful thing, andThat most excellent thing that above what we expect, that above what we expect, also the same work and surpassing.
好不好？我就把这“莫大”这个两字翻译成功超越，超越的潜力。神在我们每一个人个人身上有超越的潜力，在教会有超越的潜力。我们需要圣灵的能力把它爆炸出来。
And may I just coin this word, 超越，
超越。
May I coin the word surpassing? That is the gospel in us that would make us surpass all our finite capacities.
是的，神在我们里面，神的恩典在我们里面，神的灵在我们里面。
Yes, God is in us. God's grace is in us, and God's power is in us.
我们也在他的里面，我们是刀，我们是剑，放在剑袋里面。
And we as servants like a sword and like an arrow. In him, like in the shear, in the quiver.
又是一个 paradox, 因为既然我们在他里面，他又怎么能够在我们里面呢？又是一个 paradox, 不是还很矛盾的吗？
This is not a paradox. Now, how can he be in us and we are in him?
我觉得最好的解说莫过于 A.B. Simpson, 宣信博士，宣道会的创办人。他不是这样说过，他说他做一个比方，我觉得这个比方很好。
Now, I'd like to use an illustration that is A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Christian Mission Alliance. He once said,
他说：“当一个瓶子扔在海水里面，大洋、海洋里面，
when you throw the vase into the ocean，
那么你说到底海水在瓶子里面呢，还是海水在瓶子外面？
Now,
瓶子在海水里面呢，还是在外面
？”And now I like he said, now what do you think is the vase or the bottle, the water within it or the water without it？
我想两样都有。
And I believe that both that is both ways.
所以各位知道，昨天早晨我曾经提到过关于以西结书第47章里面，知道这个生命的水流就从他那里流出来，越流越深啊，深到一个地步，甚至都不能走了，连游水都不能，完全淹没了。我们今天需要完完全全的在圣灵里面，以至于神的恩典在我们里面，他在我们里面，我们也在他的里面。
Now, I mentioned Ezekiel 47, that this river bed, when the river is flowing, and the further it flows, the greater the flow it will be, until that it is covered everywhere. And so it is with God. When God is in us, when we are in Christ, and then that will that the power of God will flow out us like a mighty great river.
是的，我们需要好像刀跟剑。放在他的影下,
yes, we are like the sword and the arrows that are put in the quivers.
我们需要隐藏起来。
We have to be hidden in Him.
隐藏在主的里面。
Hidden in the Lord.
我们需要单独的与神有非常亲密的交往。
We ought to have an intimate relationship alone with the Lord.
我们实在需要操练我们的敬虔。
And we have to practice our piety.
除非我们真实能够在敬虔方面操练了，我们不可能真实有福音跟拆床的负担。
And unless we practice piety, we have no burden for the gospel or for missions.
在教会历史里面，我们知道敬虔派在十六世纪在德国兴起的时候，是在敬虔派有很多的问题。
We know that Pietism rose in the 16th century in Germany. When that movement rose, there were many problems.
但是也有非常好的优点。
But there are many good points.
我觉得非常珍贵的，要把他们好的传统能够保守在我们中国的教会里面。
And I think that we ought to keep the good points of that movement within the Chinese churches.
因为特别注重敬虔，虽然他们在解经方面有一点问题，太注重这个 biblical literalism， 好像太注意这个字句里面表面上的解释，但他们的敬虔实在有一个很大的工作在里头。
Now, even though the hermeneutics is only concerning the superficial interpretation of the Bible, but that relationship, that the intimate relationship that they emphasize is so important for all of us to learn.
我们华人教会非常注重这个属灵的操练敬虔，我觉得这是神给我们特别的恩典。
Chinese churches is very concerned, very emphatic about this personal relationship with God, and this is wonderful and good.
我们应该把它保守。
And we ought to keep it.
因为事实上我们也知道，甚至于在这一个世纪，甚至于在上一个世纪的那个宣教的运动是跟敬虔派有非常大的关系。
We know the movement from the 19th century and even to this century in terms of mission, Pietism has great influence.
我们知道在近代的宣教工作里面， 1910 Edinburgh Conference 有一个很重要的人叫 John Mott，他是非常注重这个拆船的工作的时候，有的人研究他的传记的时候，特别提到他有敬虔派的背景，有这个影响。换句话说，拆船的工作跟敬虔有非常密切的关系。
Now we know that the 1910 Edinburgh Conference, and there was a leader called John Mott, and he was a great the initiator for missions, promoter for missions, and this man, when people study his biography, and they have discovered that Pietism has great influence in his life.
有的人就说到，那么现在这个时候，特别是八十年代，到底这个神学的思想、教会的趋向怎么样？
And many people has observed now what will the direction be in the 80s in terms of theological orientation and also direction of the church.
好不好？我就是很简化的，可能是过分的简化，把这个世纪的好像神学的思潮来看一看。
And may I just summarize in the most simplified way, maybe an oversimplification about the movement of thoughts in this century.
在第一个 quarter， 在第一个二十五年，就是在这个世纪第一个二十五年，大部分都注重的 fatherhood of God， 神的父性，神是父亲。
Now the first for the 25 years of this century, the emphasis on the fatherhood of God.
那是对，神是我们的父亲。
And we talk about that God is our father.
但是有人走偏差了。
But some people have been distracted.
偏差到一个地步，就是觉得就是好像我们中国人所说的这个四海之内皆兄弟呀，一个人得不得救都没有关系，我们都是这个 common brotherhood 的，慢慢就走到这种啊社会福音的那种路线。
And so they emphasize the universal fatherhood of God, and so that many people misunderstood this fatherhood of God that to the point that whether salvation or no salvation, it doesn't make any difference, and so that we creep into the road of the social gospel theology.
第二个 quarter 所注重的就是神的儿子耶稣基督。 基督论是特别注重。
Now the second quarter of this century, the emphasis is placed on Christology.
当然了，我们是觉得非常注意耶稣基督，他有完全的神性，也有完全的人性。
We all know that we emphasize the deity of Christ as well as the humanity of Christ.
而且我们也觉得正是相信耶稣基督，他实在道成肉身，成为一个历史的人物到这个世界上来。
We certainly believe the historical Christ that he did incarnate into this world and took on himself the form of man.
但是慢慢偏差的时候，注重 historical Jesus， 注重历史的耶稣的时候，就自觉得耶稣有人性啊，甚至连神性都要把它消灭了。那这就是另外一种偏差，而且另外一种危险。
But the misdirection that has been taken in the second quarter of the century concerning Christology is that the deity of Christ being absorbed in the humanity of Christ because they emphasize too much on the historical Jesus.
第三个 quarter。
The third quarter,
就是在我们这个第三个四方之一的时候，注重圣灵。
And this quarter is emphasis placed on the Holy Spirit.
我们实在需要圣灵。
We really need the Holy Spirit.
但是偏差的时候怎么样？
And what is the misdirection of it?
灵恩派。
And that is the charismatic movement.
你知道这个灵恩派不是就是在这个第三个这个第三四方之一的世纪才有的，很早就有。不过呢，现在这个 charismatic movement 好像是有另外一种趋向。
Now, we all know that the charismatic movement did not start in the third quarter of this century. It has a long history, but now it takes on a special character in this third quarter of the century.
让我解释一下，讲神是父亲错不错？
What is it?
讲神的父亲 Fatherhood of God, is it right or not?
Is the fatherhood of God is right or wrong?
当然完全正确。
It is certainly absolutely correct.
但是如果偏差的话，
But if misdirected or biased, very dangerous.
基督论应不应该注意？基督论 Christology.
The Christology is also important.
但是偏差非常危险。
But if you we have a misconception, it's very dangerous.
圣灵论 Pneumology 要不要紧？很重要，绝对是真的。但是偏差也有危险。
Pneumology is also very important, but if we misinterpret it, it's also very dangerous.
现在我们已经到了第四个 quarter 的时候，好像又有一个新的动向。
Now when we move in the fourth quarter, we see another trend, another direction.
你知道注重什么呢？
What is that?
Spirituality, 注重这个人的灵性方面。感谢主，我们觉得实在是应该注意，不过也容易偏差就是。
Now the emphasis is placed on spirituality. We thank God for this.But we ought to have the right direction.
是的，今天已经讲到是 spiritual discipline, spiritual formation, 所谓。那么今天呢，差不多有很多的书籍，也有很多人注意。我感谢主，我相信这一定有主的好的心意在里头。
Now, there are numerous titles coming out on spirituality and spiritual formation. We thank God for this movement, these appearances of these books, and we also believe that God's hand is upon it.
今天有很多的人重新把中世纪的那些所谓 mystic 很多的书找出来，看看到底我们应该怎么样在属灵方面、在金钱方面操练。
And now many people are now digging into the medieval period mystics and trying to see, to understand the relationship with God, the intimacy with God.
好像最近出本书很出名，甚至连中文已经都翻出来，在香港特破翻译的就是叫做《树林操练的礼赞 Celebrations of Spiritual Discipline》。这是一个贵格会的一个 Richard Foster 所写的，我实在觉得这本书是应该看一看，因为是注意到我们属灵的操练。
Now, recently there is a good book that came out that is by Richard Foster, The Celebration of Discipline, who is the author is a Quaker, and I believe that every one of us ought to read the book.
对了，所以这本书里面，但是我看这本书里面觉得非常好，讲到我们应该怎么样要操练，在很多方面操练，在属灵方面操练，在祷告方面操练。
And the book has many wonderful contents, and that how do we practice in prayer, how do we practice the walk with God, and all these are very important.
但是我发现在这本书里面也有很多它的根据，很多虽然它没有写出来，但是能够看得出来受很多的人影响。比如说在这个时代里面呢，特别是有两个很重要的关于这个 spiritual formation 的人物。
But I believe that there's something defective in this book, and I'd like to mention two of them, even though he didn't mention the names or certain thing, but I'd just like to mention it.
对不起，不一定是 defective, 我意思说就是他受他们的影响。
Or being influenced by them, not defective.
一个人是 Thomas Merton, 另外一个是 Henry Newman.
One is Thomas
Merton,
and the other one is John Henry Newman.
那么 Henry Newman 曾经说过一句很有意思的话，跟我们今天看这段圣经有点关系了。
Now, Henry Newman had said once said a very important word has a close relationship to what we're saying this morning.
他的意思就是说，我们应该有个 discipline， 要操练。操练什么呢？是 discipline of solitude， 就是我们要独处的，单独与神有很密切的关系，好像我们像刀跟剑放在剑袋里面一样。
Now he said that we ought to practice.Our relationship with God and practice in solitude, practice in solitude.
那么他说如果 solitude 不是 loneliness, 如果是 loneliness, 那就是 wilderness. 他说 from wilderness of loneliness to the garden of solitude.
他说这个，
谢谢你。
单独与神交通，不是
寂寞，
不是孤单的寂寞的与神交通。如果是孤单寂寞的交通呢，就会引导那个旷野的生活。
但是如果是这个 solitude， 就是进到那个花园里面，与神有很亲密的交往。
Okay, well, when you are in solitude, then it will lead you into the garden of God.
我们需要 solitude。我们需要每一个人都是单独在神的面前等候他，仰望他，蒙受他的恩惠。
We all need that solitude. We ought to all enjoy the presence of God.
我们感谢主，因为主的恩典每早晨都是新的。
We thank God that God's blessing come to us every morning afresh.
每早晨他都提醒我们的耳朵像受教者一样。
And every morning that he would come to us with new insights as we open a teachable ear to him.
我们需要在剑袋里的经历。我们需要在剑袋里的经历。
We need to have that experience to be put in the quiver.
我也相信这里面讲到这个剑袋的意思，就是叫我们要好好的准备，为的就要做神的工作。
And the quiver also have another suggestion, that is to be ready.
有的时候我们信太急了，我们要马上给主用啊，主不一定就马上用我们。
Sometimes we are too ambitious or too impatient, and we want to do things immediately and right away.
那么这样说法，这是完全东方人的、中国人的思想，但这也是圣经的思想，不大合乎我们现代、近代的一般人的应该有的思想。
Now this kind of thinking is very much akin to the Chinese thinking, but first and foremost important, it is biblical.
因为我们觉得我们要 aggressive， 我们做事情要很 dynamic 这样来做，不要就是躲在那里面呢，好像这个刀跟剑放在那剑袋里面。
Now the present day emphasis is to be aggressive and to be dynamic, but now the Bible teaches us that we have to be put in the quiver and dormant and laying there waiting for God.
这里面完全没有消极的意思。
There's no passivity in this no emphasis on passivity.
相反的是很积极的意思。
But it is in reality, it's very active.
神为什么要把我们放在箭袋里面呢？有一个很重要的目的。
Why is it that God put us in the quiver? I believe that God has a very important purpose and lesson for us to learn.
要叫我们成为磨亮的箭，我们的箭呢不够磨亮，长锈了，不能用了，要好好的磨亮它。
He wants what God intends to do is to sharpen us so that we would not be rusty swords or rusty arrows.
为什么这个箭道会长锈呢？太受潮了，好像受潮的这个炸药一样，一受潮了，炸药都炸不起来。
Now why is it that the arrows or the sword would be rusty? Because because it's dampened and put away and not used.
我们今天需要在神的面前有这样属灵的操练，让我们来给神来磨一支磨得很亮的时候，很尖锐的时候，神一定会把我们带出去要对付敌人的。
Now we ought to have this spiritual discipline that is to sharpen us and to be prepare ourselves well and be put in the quiver.
所以我们就在这里面很清楚地看到什么呢？就是我们需要积极的准备，不是消极的忍受。
What we are learning here is that we ought to be actively prepare ourselves and patiently, passively waiting for God to direct us.
Not passively, but 就是不是消极的忍受，在那忍耐 to endure very passively and pessimistic.
Okay, it's not a negative toleration.
不是完全没有这样，我们要积极的准备，因为我们不知道什么时候、什么情形当中，神要使用我们。
And so we ought to be positively prepare ourselves toward a goal.
有的时候门徒跟耶稣在一起，耶稣说你们的时候常是方便的，我的时候没有到，老是没有到，我的时候还没有到，那怎么办呢？老是没有到，这不等太久了。
When the disciples were with the Lord, you know, and the Lord Jesus often told them, now, the time is for you is very convenient, but for me, the time is not yet.
有的时候我们想到，比如说，无论是后监督无论是王牧师两天都提到耶稣基督在十二岁的时候在圣殿里面，如果我们想，如果耶稣基督他在十二岁的时候已经对这个主对父的事已经这么样的关怀这么样的注意的时候，那个时候开始传道可以多传十八年到了，因为他三十岁才出来做传道，一般来说就是大概这个时候。
Now, Bishop Cao and also Reverend Wang both mentioned that when Jesus was 12, he was intellectually capable to preach the gospel to work.
但是啊，神的时间不是这样。
But he waited until at the age of 30, he began his preaching. For God's time has come.
神用很长的时间预备，用很短的时候成就。
And God oftentimes used a long time to prepare a person, but only used him for short moments.
我们今天学这个 time management, 我们要怎么样把我们的时间用得好啊？是用 mechanical 方法，但是在 spiritual principle 里面是不一样。
Today that we, the time management experts tell us that how we may use time efficiently, but this is mechanical use. But spiritually, we are not doing that way.
各位，如果你想多知道一点，黄可松牧师就是从这个多伦多来的，他这两天在带那个关于时间怎么善用。他第一天晚上他跟我谈起啊，他说他发现实在是一个很重要，因为这个 biblical meaning of time 跟我们一般的这个 time 不一样。
And the Reverend Andrew Wong from Toronto, he is conducting the time management workshop, and he shared with me. He said, "Well, to me, I have discovered that the concept of biblical time is not the same thing as we think of the time that we are accustomed to think at this age."
所以求主那个怜悯我们。我并不是说那些都不对，请各位不要误会我这样解释。我觉得有的时候我们需要有一种属灵的辨别力，我们需要有一种属灵的眼光，需要有一种 spiritual perspectives, 然后我们才能够知道应该怎么做。
Now I hope that you don't take me being negative about not this and that, but we ought to have spiritual discernment and spiritual perspective in looking at things.
今天在华人教会里面有一些潜力已经好像是发挥了。
And today in the Chinese church, a lot of potential have been realized.
Yeah, seemingly realized. 好像实现出来了。
Okay.
有一些年轻的人，他觉得好，我愿意奉献，我愿意读神学，我要做传道，他们就马上好像觉得我什么都会，我什么都做了，结果到教会去啊，好像什么都用不着，他们还觉得很失望。其实要记得，他们还需要在现代里面放一段时间了，还没到时间可以出来。
Now there are many young people. They dedicate themselves and they get an education. Now they feel that now I'm ready to serve, and then they plunge into the field of the work of God, and then they find out that.They are being handicapped by many things and often face discouragement, but I believe they ought to be put in the quiver for a while before they are used.
当然了，这个牧师啊太受救了，他是 insecure， 他好像因为我的学位要比他高，因为我的才干要比他大，因为我的思想要比他厉害，而且我有意向，他一点没有用啊，所以他看见我来就不愿意，所以就不给我用啊，这个很可惜，实在觉得很不得志啊，自己孤芳自赏啊，而且呢觉得有点这个怀才不遇的样子。I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Go ahead. Well,
many of these young people, they have come out. They are educated and they are ambitious. They have visions. And then they feel that the senior pastor, who is less educated than he, and he thought that, they thought to themselves, now, this man is insecure. He is not as educated as I am. He is not as visionary as I am. He doesn't plan as well as I am. And they just feel that they are being put away and they cannot realize their potential and they are greatly disappointed and discouraged.
其实他很需要一段等候的时间，他的灵性还太幼稚。 他的思想还没有成熟，他很多都没有经验，他需要放在箭袋里面，为的等候神把他磨亮之后一定要用他。如果我们给神用，神怎么不会用我们？一定会用我们，只有时间的问题。
Now, these people, they ought to wait on the Lord, and when the time has come, the Lord will use them. Now, they ought to be sharpened, and they ought to be trained. Their spirituality is still in the infantile stage, and there are many things they really have to go to the mill, so to speak, in order to be used by God.
寇建都那天讲到，是我们做传道的工作，实在要比王还要尊贵。
And Bishop Cole said that to be a messenger of God is more nobler than the king, to be a king.
是谁说的呢？
Who said that?
是斯布正 Charles Spurgeon.
It is a Charles Spurgeon who said that.
在19世纪的时候，他在他的 Tabernacle 那个地方，他成为 the prince of the pulpit. 当他讲道的时候，还有王子一样，多少的人，成千的人都听他讲道。
It was in the great tabernacle that he preached to untold thousands of people. He was the prince of the pulpit.And he said that.
如果我是司布正的话，有那么多人听我讲到，我也觉得很珍贵。但是我不是司布正，我是一个很小的传道人。人家听我讲到，几十个人听我讲到，我就没有这种珍贵的感觉了。
Now, if I were to be the Spurgeon and preach to many thousand people, certainly I feel like a prince. And yet, if I only preach to 40, 30 people, and I just don't have that feeling.
那么我既然这样没有用处，我就自暴自弃了。
And I feel that I'm useless, and then so that I'm just let it go and get discouraged.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
可不可以呢？
Should we do that?
绝对不可以。
We ought never be.
当我看到一个摩底的像的时候，我就想到这个摩底的生平。
When I saw the statue of Moody down there, I thought about the life of Moody.
我曾经读过一本关于摩底的传记。
And once I read a biography of Moody.
不是一本很出名的，我现在都不记得这个作者是谁。
And it's not a very famous writer. I don't remember the author.
但是我记得一句话。
But I remember one sentence.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说：“当一个人在默默无闻的时候，不要自暴自弃。
When a person is in an obscure position, you ought not to be self-discouraged.
另外一方面，当一个人稍微有一点名气的时候，就觉得是不可一世，骄傲的不得了，好像唯我独尊。那这是另外一种危险。
And now, when a person is being getting famous or prominent, you ought not to be too proud and arrogant. That no one can be compared with me.
你看神多么难啊！”如果不用我们呢，我们就自暴自弃；用一下我们，我们就是不可一世了不起。所以神有的时候啊，就要用一下我们，又不用一下我们，有的时候要把放在箭袋放一段时间，不放不行了。
You see that God is caught in a dilemma. When He doesn't use you, then you get discouraged. And then when He uses you, and you become arrogant and be independent of Him. But so I believe that we ought to be put in a quiver for a while.
他说，摩底先生的成功就在那里。当他默默无闻的时候，他没有自暴自弃。拼命的追求，极力在神的面前追求。当他有了名气的时候，他更加的谦卑。
Now the success of Moody, the author said, when he was obscure, when he was unknown, he sought after God and he did diligently prepare himself. And he did not get discouraged. But when he was famous and he seek God that much more, and also at that time he was very humble.
记得有一次王永兴牧师跟我两个人坐下的时候，他就说了一句话。
Once I remember that Reverend Wong and I sat together and he talked to me.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说，你记不记得这个德国人有一句这个 proverb 或者一句格言了？这个德国的这格言怎么说法？
Do you remember one of the proverbs, a German proverbs?
这个德国的这个格言这样说的， maturity comes too late, but old age comes too soon.这个成熟来得太晚了，但是这个年纪老呢来得太早，有一点的感叹啊，好像我们青春不在啊，我们两个人在感叹，但是他成熟，我还没有成熟，所以这个我觉得 maturity 也是看不很累很晚，实在是太晚了，很难成熟。
So you understood what he said?
Well, still translating to English.
Maturity comes too late and old age comes too soon. And this is often how we sign for ourselves. But indeed that old age comes too fast and maturity comes too slowly.
但是问题就是说，甚至连我们基督徒有的时候好像是成熟了，不是属灵的成熟，是世俗的成熟。
是
世俗 worldly maturity.
Now, many times Christians appear to be mature, but only appear mature in a worldly sense.
如果世俗的成熟是什么？老奸巨猾了嘛，他什么东西都看透了。但是我们呢，如果是成熟的话，应该是炉火纯青。
And when we appear to be mature and we become cynical, we seem to see through everything. But if we really are mature, then we really full of hope and energy and motivation.
我们实在需要在现代里面让神加倍的赐福给我们，加工的制造我们，让我们成为他所合用的器皿。
And if we are being put in the quiver, we ought to be doubly learn how to be trained and to prepare ourselves for God.
有的人，刚才我们说到，像昨天晚上说到，在北美有很多很有才干的 professionals， 他们就不愿意放在现代里面，他们就不愿意放在现代，就要在教会里面做领袖。
Now, last night mentioned that there were a lot of experts in North American Chinese, but these people they are not willing to be put in the quiver.
他们要做事情，他们要领导。
They want to do things. They want to be leaders.
他们觉得他们自己很骄傲，觉得他们学有所成，他们觉得他们很会赚钱。
They are very successful, and they make a lot of money, and they can support the minister, and they are very proud.
他们觉得他们自己了不起，他们有 PhD. PhD 算什么？
And they,
对不起，我不是算葡萄的心理啊，我很大胆的这样说。
Well, they are very proud, because they have a PhD. Now, what is really a PhD?
不是这个 sour grapes， 我不是因为嫉妒他们这样。
It's not I'm not being sour grape about this。
我觉得有什么不是领受来的呢？如果领受来的，我们就更加的谦卑，我们的神的面前，把自己完全交给他。最要紧的，我们好好的，不要在教会里面要做长老，很喜欢了。有些 professionals 一成立教会，他自己要做长老，要来管理教会。这个找教会的这个真理是长老是这个教会里面的这个负责人。我们好好的，先不要做长老，先还是在现代里面藏在神的里面。对不起，我讲太快了
If we truly realize that all that we can do for God is received from the Lord, and we ought not to be proud, and I believe that these capable people, if they were to be put in the quiver for a while and be trained and be humble, and then they can truly be used by God, otherwise we'll do more harm than good in the church as leaders.
我相信在北美的教会里面有一些所谓 professionals 很能干、很有才干的基督徒，其实他们应该把工作放下来读神学、做传道。我相信神已经呼召了他们，不过他们没有顺服神。
Now I believe a lot of professionals in this country, very capable, very intelligent, and very qualified. I think they ought to go into seminaries to be trained, to be servants of God, and to be used by God. And many of them have been called, except they do not obey.
因为他们是有神的呼召。因为他们对神的工作有托付，所以呢，总是要跟传道人在那里竞争，觉得我比你还是做得好一点了。好，处处地方有这样的情形，这是今天在北美的教会查经班最最最最主要的问题。求神能够怜悯我们，让我们动员起来，要听神的呼召，要藏在现代里面，我们福音的使命才能够真正的实现出来。
Now these people they are called by God and they are willing to serve God and yet they do not want to leave their positions and so they serve in the church.And as a result, they often have a conflict with the pastor. Have conflict with the pastor, and I forgot the last part.
就是，而且呢，他们就是应该在神的面前好好的放在箭袋里面等候神，让神来使用。
And they really ought to be put in the quiver and to be prepared by God and to serve God.
有的时候，我们一些传道的同工，在工作方面，在很多方面压力里面。我们真是觉得很失望，真是觉得很灰心。很多的时候有这样的经验，求主能够把以赛亚书42章跟49章的那里面所记载的来告诉我们，来勉励我们，激励我们。
Now many of us who are servants of God, we get discouraged all the many times, but we ought to be reminded what the Lord has taught us in Isaiah 42 and 49, the lessons that we must learn.
是的，我们必须要在神的面前有这样的敬信义。
And we must have this kind of mindset before the Lord.
在第四节里面怎么说？我却说我劳碌是徒然，我精力是虚无虚空啊，是吗？不是。然而我当得的礼必在耶和华那里， 我的赏赐必在我神那里。我们所做的一切的事情，神看为宝贝，只要我们不灰心不上当。
Let's look at verse 4. But I said, I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. Yet what is due to me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God. What we do is not in vain. The Lord knows, and He will reward us.
我们要做神的工作，一定会失望，一定会有困难。
When we are doing the work of God, we certainly will face difficulties. We will face discouragement.
但是神会给我们恩典。
But God will give us grace.
我们的目标是确定的。
And our purpose is certain.
我们的方向是确定的。
And our direction is certain.
我们不要失望。
And don't be discouraged.
我们不要放弃。
And we ought not to give up.
因为神不放弃我们。
Because God has not abandoned us.
如果我们来看，有一段圣经，从十四节开始来读一点，读一下。
We read beginning from verse 14, and we see.
在十四节没有到以前，也许我们先可以看这个第九节。
Before beginning verse 14, let's read verse 9 first.
几乎要从九节又看到第八节，因为这第八节很重要。
Maybe we should start with verse 8.
耶和华如此说，在约拿的时候，我应允了你，在拯救的日子，我记住了你，我要保护你，使你做众民的众宝。又来了，这个重复那个主要的题目，复兴遍地，使人承受荒凉之地为业。这是第八节。
Now, verse 8 said, This is what the Lord says. In time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the days of salvation, I will keep you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant or mediator for the people to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances.
是的，他就这里继续在这样说，他说出来吧，当你们出来的时候，在金光的高处一定有食物。不饥也不渴，而且有炎热，烈日也不会伤害，因为神就是很怜恤他们的，就必定要引导他们，领他们到水泉旁边。
And then he continued, he said, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the road and find pasture on every barren hill.
又是一幅出埃及的图画。
And it's another picture of Exodus.
又是一幅牧羊人的图画。
It's another picture of a shepherd.
然后在十四节怎么说呢？
And then verse 14, what does it say?
他说西安说耶和华离弃了我，主忘记了我。我们觉得主没有真正的记得我，怎么我老是在这个箭袋里面呢？
And verse 14 says, but Zion says, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. It seems God has forgotten me, and we are always in the quiver.
十五节。
And verse 14,
妇人也能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜惜她所生的儿子，既会有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Then the Lord said, Can a mother forget the baby at her breast, and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
是的，很少的地方是把神描写是妇人。
There are very few places in the Bible that describe God as a woman or a mother.
这种 motherly love, 这种母爱来表明神他不会忘记，甚至妇人怎么能够忘记吃奶的婴孩呢？就是会忘记的，神不会忘记我们，他把我们放在记在箭袋里面，有一天他要把我们好好的来使用，要大大的发挥我们所得着的。
Now this description of motherly love is very precious.Though our earthly mother may have forgotten us, but our heavenly Father will not forget us. We may be in the quiver for a long time, but one day God will use us.
各位，你记得不是有一首很出名的诗歌是 George Matheson， 我们中文翻马德胜，那一位苏格兰的盲眼，这个瞎眼的这个传道人。
You remember there's a song written by a Scottish writer, a hymn writer, who is blind.
George Martin,
George Martin.
Oh, love that will not let me go. 他说神的爱，神啊，你的爱不会就这样放弃我。
And your love would not let me go, he said.
哎呀，我觉得这位苏格兰的盲眼的，可能大家都知道他一点点背景。当他读大学的时候，他蒙受神的呼召，要来做传道的工作。
And I'm sure that you know the background of this writer, George Martin, this black, blind.Scottish man, a preacher. And when he was in college, he was called of God to preach the gospel.
但是结果他眼睛瞎了。
But and then he became blind.
他的未婚妻跟他离婚，解除婚约。
And the fiance terminate their marriage.
上次因为这个缘故，他真正感觉到他自己放在箭袋里面，他被神大大的使用，成为一个很主非常出名的，不但出名，而且今天他很多所说的话还是非常非常有价值。
And he was being put in a quiver, but God used him. Not only today, there are many writings are still very influential.
我们不熟悉，他曾经这样说过：“他说，神啊，我曾经为玫瑰感谢过你千千次，但是我没有为玫瑰的刺感谢过你一次。”
I'm sure that you remember. He said, "I'm very thankful for the roses, but I have not been thankful for the thorns of the rose."
我们记得另外还有一首诗歌，他说 "Make me a captive, and then I shall be free." 如果你叫我做一个俘虏的话，我就自由了。如果我把武器放下了，我就成为一个得胜者。好像整个都是一个 paradox， 很矛盾的。但这就是属灵的经验。
Now, many things that he wrote, you know, it seems have a lot of paradox. Make me a captive, and then I'll be free. Make me a
When I put down my armors, and then I shall become a victor.
When I put down my armors, then I'll be your victor be. And a lot of paradox, but this is real, our real spiritual experience.
是的，神不会忘记我们。
Yes, God has not forgotten us.
我们要做他的仆人。
We must be his servants.
我们是福音的传人。
We are messenger, a message carrier.
我们是神的刀剑。
We are God's sword and arrow.
神知道什么时候要放在箭袋里面。
God knows when to put us in the quiver.
什么时候应该把它拿出来。
And when to take them out.
我们必须顺服在他的面前。
We must be obedient before him.
而且积极地在那里等候。
And we must wait aggressively.
积极地在他的面前操练。
And we ought to practice positively before him.
我们应该要把它磨亮了，要被他磨亮了，成为非常锋利的、很锋利的这个刀剑。
We ought to be polished and sharpened before him as tools.
本来我是想省略这个十二节，但是呢，我觉得十二节师傅也应该提一下。
In the beginning, I thought that I want to skip verse 12, but verse 12 is very precious.
因为今天早晨的时候啊，就是我被问说是这个十二节看了、啊。这些从远方来，这些从北方、从西方来，这些从秦国来啊！你看，连以赛亚书里面都讲到秦国，当然是中国了，那还有什么地方呢？
Now,
那么到底是不是这个意思呢？
Some people asked me this morning, so I'd like to explain about verse 12, because down there is some interpretation that the Shinan to be interpreted as the people from Asia, to be Chinese. So I'd like to give an explanation.
甚至我昨天提到过的 Moody Press 所出的那本书 McRae 一本书叫做 The Gospel of Isaiah， 他都用这样方法来解释，他说这是中国人。如果我今天讲中国人的话，我看又是很大的挑战，我想大家一定很兴奋吧。
Now yesterday I mentioned McRae, the published by Moody Press, The Gospel of Isaiah, the Gospel in Isaiah. Now he interpreted this to be Chinese, and I'm sure that if I were to be interpreted that way, you will feel very challenged and be very happy.
那么事实上的确在这以前的确甚至于有一些希伯来文的圣经里面都这样写，把这个字就底下写一个 Chinese， 有实在是有根据的，有很有根据。
In the older scholarship, Old Testament scholarship, and even in the Bible, they put under Shinan, they put the Chinese in it. That's how their understanding was.
但是因为近年来很多考古学家各方面的研究，师父，这不是指中国，而是指的埃及。
And but now the recent archaeological discoveries and many research have done, I'm pointing to the fact it is not China, but it is Egypt.
因为在以西结书第三十九章、四十章里面所提到的是跟这个不是一个字，但是一样的意思。
Because in Ezekiel 39 and 40 has a word very similar to this, although not identical, but with the same meaning.
今天很多的人都很喜欢解释这个末世的预言，很喜欢解释这个中东的石油啦，这个那个来证实这个预言，很多很多的人愿意听。我恐怕很多的地方他们是错误的。求主怜悯我们，让我们解释的圣经一定要很谨慎的，而且要正确的态度，不能够。当然这个情字我可以这样解释，但是呢，事实上我们一定要重视，否则呢，我们就犯了一个很严重的毛病 ，exegetical dishonesty。很多的时候我们研究圣经的时候一点也不诚实，就照着自己的意思拼命说这是亮光，其实不过就乱说而已，哪里是什么亮光。
Let's see.
Yeah, 对不起，我就说我就说
就是 the prophecy, the eschatological prophecy.
Now, today, there are many people who would like to talk about prophecy, about the oil in the Middle East, and what will happen to the world, and they talk about this prophecy. It's very pleasing to the people, and many people have jumped on the bandwagons and tried to do this type of things to cater to the needs of the people and the pressure of the people. But we must have exegetical honesty and interpret the Bible very properly. Many times we call it illumination, or insight into the Bible, but oftentimes it's just wishful thinking or self-projection.
请各位不要误会，不是说我不相信耶稣基督再来，绝对相信，我相信主基督一定再来，但什么时候来，连子也不知道，只有父知道。今天很多人知道，还要超过耶稣了，这简直是贻笑大方，笑话连篇，我们怎么能够这样听呢？
Now I hope that you don't misunderstand me, that not that I don't believe the second coming of Christ, and I believe that the Lord will come, and will come certainly, but the Lord Jesus said, the time and the hour he himself does not know, but many people today, they know more than the Lord Jesus, they know the exact day and when they will come.And that is oftentimes very misleading, and oftentimes is making a laughing joke for many people.
现在请各位看五十章第三首的仆人之诗。
And now we turn to chapter 50, the third hymn of a servant.
我们从第四节开始读，一直读到第八节。
And we commence to read from verse 4 to verse 8.
很多的人觉得应该把第九节也放在里面。
And many people thought that we ought to include verse 8 in it.
在第四节说，主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语辅助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。人打我的背，我任他打；人把我塞甲的胡须，我由他拔；人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。主耶和华必帮助我，所以我不报愧，我硬着脸面，好像坚实。我也知道我必不致蒙羞，称我为义的与我相近，谁与我争论可以与我一同站立，谁与我作对可以就近我来。主耶和华要帮助我，谁能定我有罪呢？他们都想衣服渐渐旧了，为蛀虫所咬，好不好？请罗摩斯读一遍英文，我们大家都会听呢，再仔细的想一想这里面的意思。
While I'm reading the English, would you reconsider the words of this, the meaning and the words of this passage?The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pull out my beard. I did not hide my face.From mocking and spitting, because the sovereign Lord helps me. I will not be disgraced. Therefore, have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the sovereign Lord who has helped me. Who is he?That will condemn me. They will all wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up.
什么是福音的工作?
What is the work of the gospel?
什么是差遣的工作?
What is the work of mission?
正是主耶稣基督的大使命。
According to the great commission of our Lord,
就是讲不但叫人能够信靠主。
Not only bringing people to trust the Lord,
不但是要让他们进入教会里面,
not only to integrate them into the church.
耶稣说凡我所吩咐你们的，你们都要教训他们遵守。
Whatever I have commanded you, you have to teach them.
教导的工作。
Teaching.
这个教导的工作是非常的重要。
The teaching is very important.
这是我们今天的教会里面特别应该着重的。
And it is a work that we must do in the church.
大概你还记得在礼拜一晚上开幕礼的时候，罗文牧师特别提到，说我们今天华人教会应该注重教导的工作，我们不够注重，我们需要重新去。
I suppose that you still remember what Reverend Lowe said on Monday night, that today's church must engage in teaching.
我们需要做教导的工作。
We must do the work of teaching.
我们需要提倡主日学的工作。
We have to initiate or to to promote the Christian education.
我们知道救恩是对全人的，对整个 for whole person. 因此我们生活的每一方面每一部分都应该有信仰来领导我们，就是有信仰的真理来领导我们。
And the gospel is for the whole man, and therefore we need the whole counsel of God to minister to the whole man.
因此我们需要多方面的教导。
And therefore we need teachings of all aspects to make it a whole man.
甚至我们要分开不同的年龄、不同的情形、不同的背景，为的就是要把这个信仰的生活真正的让他们能够实行出来，而不是单单信靠神就够了。
Now we ought to teach them according to different age, different backgrounds, and different degrees of knowledge or levels in order to make them to be real disciples.
教导的工作是这么样的重要，但是我们却这么样的忽略。
And it is, teaching is so important, and yet we have neglected so long.
求主能够帮助我们，叫我们真实感觉到我们的信仰能够实际应用在我们生活里面。
And we, may God help us so that we may learn the teaching of the word and apply to our lives.
今天在我们华人教会的信徒有很多不正确的观念。
And there are many mistaken concepts in the Chinese churches today.
不是他们不爱读，是因为他们缺少教导。
And not that they don't love the Lord, and because they don't love the Lord, but because they are lacking of teaching.
今天教会很多的时候没有让青年人知道应该很多的事情应该怎么做。
And today we don't teach the young people how they ought to know how they live.
所以这青年人呢，他们在夏令会、冬令会或者有特别的聚会，就抓住这讲员跟牧师们就问啊，说是你看我这个事情我能不能做呢？那个事情我能不能做呢？
And so in the summer conferences, winter conferences, so some of these young people come and grab the preacher, hey, can I do this? Can I do that? There are numerous questions.
那么你问到我，我也说不出来啊。
And when you ask me, I cannot answer.
那么我说不出我怎么说法呢？
And when I cannot answer, now what do I say?
我也讲了几个 well, 讲了两句 well 之后啊，我就说多祷告，你多去祷告祷告。
And when they come and ask me, I don't know how to answer, and I say, well, and then I really cannot come up and answer. Then I instruct them, go to pray, and you'll find out.
请你不要误会，我不是说祷告不要紧，祷告非常重要，这是最基本的方法。
And I hope that you don't misunderstand me, that prayer is not important. Prayer is foremost important.
问题就是他不会祷告，他如果会祷告，他早明白了。
But the problem is that they don't know how to pray. If they know how to pray, the problem has been have already been resolved.
因为他不会祷告来找我，我也说不出来，我就用祷告来这样答复他。我觉得这是一件不诚实的事情。
Now, because when he comes to ask me for questions and I don't have a question for him, and I send him away by asking him to pray and in order to shoot him away from me.
我们需要多方面的教导。
And we need to teach in all aspects.
需要长期的教导。
And it's a long-term teaching.
我们需要在各方面都靠着神的恩典，让弟兄姊妹真正的明白圣经道理，真正明白怎么样祷告来明白神的真理。
And we ought to teach them how to pray and the whole counsel of God in teach in diverse manners, in diverse ways, in order to reach them.
在这里就讲到四件事情，一个仆人应该具备的。
Down here, it's talking about four things, four necessities for servants.
第一是受教的舌头，受教的舌。
The number one is an instructed tongue or a trained tongue.
第二个是一个敏感的、受感的耳朵，耳朵让神来提醒，这个 sensitized ear.
And the second one is a sensitized ear so that we may listen to the Lord.
第三是受苦的背，人家打我背，我就让他打。受苦的背。
And the third one is a willing back. When someone wants to beat you and really beat you, and you let him beat.
第四是受辱的脸了。我们中国人就是最要面子了，但这个面子要脸皮要拉破了，因为我们做仆人要需要具备这样的条件。
And the fourth one is an insulted face. When people insult us, we take that insult.
我们有受教的舌头。
And we ought to have a teachable tongue.
我们讲话的时候不是随便讲。
And when we talk, we just don't talk randomly.
当我们教导的时候，我们不是随便教导。
And when we teach, we just don't just teach for the sake of teaching.
我们明白神的带领。
We must know God's leading.
神的话语里面。
And we ought to be rooted in the Word of God.
让我们真正的成为一个受教者。
And let us be a real teachable person.
这样我们才能够用言语来辅助疲乏的人。
And in that way that we can use God's word to sustain the weary.
今天很多的人很疲乏。
Many people are very weary.
信徒很疲乏，传道人也很疲乏。
Christians are weary and preachers, servants of God are weary. And how, when we are, as servants are weary, how can we teach the Christians not to be weary?
但是我们如果是一个受教者的态度，我们是学生，我们不是老师，我们不是教导人的，我们是学习的，然后我们再来帮助人的时候，别的人才能够得到帮助。
If we are teachable, if we are learners, and then we can receive something from the Lord, then we can instruct and we can sustain the weary.
神有的时候要我们用很温和的方法来教导。
And sometimes God uses a very gentle manner as for us to teach others.
有的时候神要我们去很直接，甚至很严厉的来教导。
And sometimes God uses us to teach very strictly and bluntly.
我们仆人没有信心。
As a servant, we don't have a message.
我们只有从神那里领受。
And whatever we have is to receive from the Lord.
因为他教导我怎样，叫我知道怎么样用言语来帮助人。
And he said, the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed or trained tongue.
这个方法都不一样。
The method is different.
我们也许喜欢比较温和一点的方法。
We may be able to use a gentle, a kind method.
所以呢，如果这个讲道的方式比较轻松一点，那不是好一点吗？
If we teach in a really delightful way, and in a soft way, wouldn't it be better?
有一点笑话，有点幽默，做几个见证，读一段圣经，那么大家都皆大欢喜啊，也没有什么责备，也没有什么，不是很好吗？
Now we talk about a few humorous stories. We tell a few humorous stories and talk a few stories and then quote a passage and then give some kind of teaching, and wouldn't it be nice that way?
但是耶利米书第六章，耶利米这样说。
But in Jeremiah chapter 6, Jeremiah said,
他说这些人他们清清乎乎的医治我百姓的身上，说平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
But Jeremiah, he said, they dressed the wounds of my people, although it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, but when there is no peace.
有的时候我们实在知道应该是很认真的，一个很严重的，要来医治我百姓的损伤。
But sometimes we ought to be very, very serious and very honest, we're very blunt in order to heal the wounds of the people.
在以西结书第十三章里面
，In Ezekiel chapter 13,
他就讲到，如果是这样医治人，好像这种在墙上没有把泡透的灰呀，在墙上摸一摸，风一吹就把它通通吹坏了。
Now, Ezekiel said that if we say peace, peace, and like a white wash, or not penetrated, or soaked through cement or whatever, you know, it's just something half-baked to put on the wall, and that is not true healing.
今天我觉得我们要把神的话带出来，实在需要把这个灰也泡透了，不透的话呢，太肤浅，太幼稚，太表面。
And today I believe that we really ought to bring the word of God in depth. We ought not to be like a half-baked or half-soaked plaster. And that will never do. It is too superficial, too easy, and too much catering to the people.
所以罗摩斯刚才就是 half-baked， 好像在何西亚书里面所讲的没有未曾翻过的饼啊，一边都已经是焦了，另外一边还是生的。
And this is just like a half-baked is in Hosea said a cake that is half-baked is one side is burned but the other side is still uncooked.
今天我们求主这样的怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
当然我们了解，如果是做牧养的工作，我们不能够用很严厉的话来责备。但是有的时候，如果神对某一些神的仆人有这样带领的时候，求主能够怜悯我们，让圣灵做很深的工作，因为我们今天华人的教会不能够再气气活活的来医治我们华人教会的身上，我们不能够再说一些客气话，应该直截了当的要来做医治的工作。
Now as pastors, we may not always sternly rebuild our people and we rebuild them, but if under the guidance of God, we ought to rebuild sternly, and so we must do, because the Chinese church today needs healing, and healing may have to come by this rebuking.
然后我们就觉得我们的耳朵要受感的耳朵要敏感真正体会到别人的需要也真正会听见主的声音
Now we, the second thing that we ought to have a sensitized ear one, on the one hand to listen to the Lord and on the other hand to listen to the needs of the people
我相信我们每一天每一早晨他都提醒我的耳朵使我能听像受教者一样
Morning by morning he will give us new message so that we may give
是的我们还要需要有一个愿意受苦的背呀别人打我的时候我们就让他打
Yes, we ought to have an attitude willing to be suffered willing to be suffered
这不是就是德国的哲学家尼采所说的这个所谓 slave morality 或者 slave mentality 就是这个所谓这个如果用国语讲就是可怜兮兮的人家打我这一次为什么我这么倒霉做基督徒呢做传道人就给他打一下广东话就谁谁谁谁被人家打还是这么上出来是不是这样的
Now, the German existentialist Nietzsche, he coined this as a slave morality or mentality, that why is it that I'm a servant of God and get beaten like this? Why is it that I'm so unfortunate? And why is it that I would be caught in such a dilemma?
我读到登山宝训的时候当耶稣说如果有人打你的一边的脸了你另外一边脸转过去我说这个他讲我怎么做得到如果我给人家打一下我忍受了那已经不得了我还肯转过去再给他打那我怎么也不干我怎么也不肯这样做
Now the Lord Jesus taught us in the Sermon on the Mount and when he said when somebody hit you on the right side of the face you ought to turn to the left and when I read that I said I was done I said now how can that be if I can take the right side that is good enough already I suffer already if somebody, I have to turn another cheek and I cannot bear it I resign and I just pack up and go
后来我就稍微明白一点我还不能够完全明白稍微明白一点点就是当耶稣基督被捉拿了之后不是在大祭司的面前受审的时候有人打他耶稣是不哦你打我好你我再给你打耶稣没有耶稣提出抗议啊耶稣他说说的话不算数他做不到这位讲
啊
对就是在大祭司受审的时候就是耶稣受审的时候别人打他的时候他没有转过去给人家打反而他要提出抗议
哦、Now,Later on, I understood a little bit better. Now, when the Lord Jesus was on trial before the high priests, and they slapped his face, and then Jesus did not turn the other cheek, but on the other hand, he stood up and protested. So it seems that he is eating his own word.
但是我们知道耶稣基督他钉十字架要比把给人再打下去还要更难。换句话说，他不是消极的忍受。而是积极的承受，这是一个很主要的意思。
Now, but when he was on the cross, he did not only turn his face to be slapped by others, but he put himself allowed to be put to death, and this is infinitely more than turning the other cheek. And so he is not only put up with his suffering, but he willingly receive it.
是的，我们想到主耶稣基督，他就是这样。换句话说，就是我们受苦受辱。不是被动的不是消极的不是无可奈何的而是我们带着我们积极的态度甘心乐意的受
Now when the Lord Jesus was suffering and he's teaching us not to be just passively suffered but it is take a positive attitude toward this suffering because it will result
for some good 他有受辱的脸他受辱辱的脸
And then down here there's insulted face
把他的胡须拔掉你知道这就是辱辱吐唾沫在他身上也是辱辱但是呢他说我并不掩面
Now down here is that somebody spit on his face and pulled off the beard from his face Now this is real insult But he said I would not turn my face away
福音的使命如果我们承受不是消极的是积极的
Now if we really receive the Great Commission or the Great Commission It is not just to be passive But to be positive.
福音是需要付代价的。
To spread the gospel, you have to pay a price.
我记得有一个人曾经说过一句话，我一直不能够忘记。他怎么说呢
？Somebody has said something that I have never forgotten.
他说，如果十字架的救恩福音是用血成就的，照样我们需要用血来把福音带出去，传扬出去。
If the gospel of Jesus Christ is accomplished by the shedding of the blood, and so we must spread the gospel by the shedding of blood.
但是我们还没有到流血的地步，为什么我们还不肯积极的来做呢
？But we have not come to the point that to be willing to shed blood because we are not willing.
是的， 我们需要在神的面前有这样的心意。
And yes, we ought to have this kind of determination and attitude.
有人说 mission is passion. 什么叫做差遣呢？差遣就是受苦啊。
Somebody said mission is passion, and mission it is suffering.
是的，求主能够让我们明白，这位仆人是受苦的仆人。
And may God help us.This servant is a suffering servant.
明天早晨我们就看53章、52章，开始53章，一直看到这位仆人就是一个受苦的仆人。
Now tomorrow we are going to see, beginning chapter 52 to 55, the suffering servant.
我在结束以前还要请各位注意52章，明天就从52章的一部分开始读，读到53章。
Now before I conclude, I'd like to point out a couple things in chapter 52.
在52章第一节说，西安啊，兴起，兴起。在51章17节，耶路撒冷啊，兴起，兴起。Awake, awake, 意思就是说醒，你们醒过来，我们需要醒过来，我们不能再昏昏入睡了。
Now down here in chapter 52, it says, Awake, awake, O Zion.In the same, is said in chapter 51, verse 17. Awake, awake, rise up, O Jerusalem.
现在是什么时候？现在就是该趁早睡醒的时候了。
What is the time now? It is the time to be awakened, to rise up.
另外，请各位看52章11节。
And then we look at verse 11.
还有十二节。十一节，十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁净的物，要从其中出来。你们刚抬耶和华器皿的人啊，勿要自洁。你们出来必不致结盟，也不致奔逃，因为耶和华必在你们前头行，以色列的神必做你们的后盾。
Depart, depart, go out from there, that is Babylon. Touch no unclean things, come out from it, and be pure.You who carry the vessels of the Lord, but you will not leave in haste or go in flight. For the Lord will go before you. The Lord of Israel will be your rear guard. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted.
各位，你记得在40章里面有安慰，安慰。
And you remember in chapter 40, it says, comfort ye, comfort ye.
现在再两次的说兴起，兴起。
And now twice he said, awaken, awake and awake.
现在十一节里面说离开吧，离开吧，又是两次，表明神的心很着急啊。
And down here he said, depart, depart. It is expressed to us that God's heart is in much urgency.
新的出埃及的经验摆在我们面前。
And just to paint the picture of Exodus before us.
A new Exodus.
A new Exodus before us.
我们记得当以色列人他们要过约旦河的时候，他们怎么样进行
？And you remember how the people of Israel crossing the river of Jordan.
我们记得有祭司利未人抬着约柜往前走。
And we remember that the Levites are carrying the Ark of the Covenant across the river.
要离开2000周。
About 200 cubic.
2000 cubic.
2000 cubic.
为什么要这样呢？
Why is it?
叫我们很恭敬的，而且很虔诚的往前走。
And that is to make us very respectful and very pious to follow after.
你们出来必不致急忙，也不致奔跑，不要走得很快 ，slow but steady.
But you when you go out and you don't have to rush, you don't have to run in haste, but be slow but be steady.
很敬虔的，很恭敬的往前走。
And very respectful and very pious and move forward.
勿要自洁。
And must be self-purified.
为什么要自洁呢？
Why is it that we need to be self-purified?
在约书亚记第三章里面讲得太清楚了。在约书亚第三章。
Joshua chapter 13 explained very clearly.
他说你们要自洁。
You have to be self-purified.
因为明天耶和华在你们中间行奇事。
Because tomorrow the Lord will do great things among you.
今天的自洁能够保证我们，能够预言我们，能够在神的面前看到神行更大的事。
Now today's self purification will guarantee us that God will do great things for us tomorrow.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head in prayer?
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你就是这样恩待我们。你的话真是宝贝。让我们反复思想的时候，更觉得你是有无限的慈爱的心意。主啊，是的，我们要做的就是等候，我们要做的就是顺服， 我们要做的就是仰望，我们要做的就是要在你的面前很敬虔的、很恭敬的、很谨慎的跟着你的约柜、你的话语、你的同在一直的往前走去。主啊，是的，我们要做的就是要自洁，因为今天的自洁就能够确保明日的启示。主啊，今天如果我们都洁净的话，我们正是追求圣洁，如果我们正是靠着你的宝血的洁净，明天耶和华就要在我们中间行大事。主啊，我们看见在华人的教会也行大事，我们就把一切的尊贵荣耀都归给主。求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。